This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Today is my 37th birthday. We are celebrating it by we are at Heartland Men's Health. They have three locations around the Kansas City area: Overland Park, Independence, North Kansas City. It's an easy drive from anywhere in the city. They have office hours every day from 8:30 to 5. Walk-ins are welcome until 3:30. I want to encourage you, as we are all getting older, to take the first step towards reclaiming your health and your confidence. Do that at Heartland Men's Health. Call this number, 844-447-6600, or check out the website, heartlandmenshealth.com, to schedule your appointment. We have so much to get into in this 5 o'clock hour. We are off a little bit early today because of the Royals. Hopefully they can keep up their winning ways. That would certainly be great. We'll play for you what Adam Schefter had to say on his podcast talking about Rashee Rice. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. How I would like to begin the 5 o'clock hour is with this. I think the Royals deserve a lot of credit for the last 3 to 4 weeks and how this season has gone. If you go back and you look at the standings and you look at the schedule, 4th of July weekend was the low point for the Royals. They were coming off a month of June that could not have gone worse for the Royals. They won one home game in the entire month of June. They had a homestand in which they lost every single game of a homestand. The Royals on July 2nd, they had just lost a game to the Mariners, a team that they are now in a wild card race with, and they fell to 40-47. Now, I've been following the Royals for a long time. I imagine many of you have also been following the Royals for a long time. I've seen a lot of Royals seasons go all the way left after a bad month. The Royals were maybe in it. They were playing some decent baseball. Things got a little bit sidetracked, and instead of course correcting and getting back on path, things go really bad. Next thing you know, we look up and it was a lost season where the Royals won 71 games and everybody feels bad about the team. I also think if we go back, if we're all being truthful with one another, a lot of us were asking the Royals to give up on this season. You wanted to trade Seth Lugo. You were considering trading Chris Bubich. We were open to just about anything to kind of get this offense going. And if you think back, the Royals, for the most part, they were kind of buyers during the deadline. Sure, they traded Freddie Fermin, but if that's the piece that you gave up and you ended up giving a pitcher who has been very positive for you and a guy that filled a void that you needed, I mean, and you also made a lot of moves to strengthen the back half of that lineup, I would say that the Royals, they weren't big buyers at the deadline, but they certainly were buyers and they added pieces. And now that you sit 5-6 weeks later, you are 4 games over .500. You are one of the hottest teams in baseball. The Mariners lost earlier today, so if you win, you'll be 1.5 games back in the wild card. It looks like Cole Reagans is going to come back sooner rather than later. You're getting your rotation in order. Your lineup is in order. Like, we're talking about something serious and something substantial here. The Royals got a shot. And it's not me just telling you this as a sports talk host in Kansas City. I'm telling you this based on the math. If you're less than two games back with 35 games to go, you absolutely have a chance of going to the playoffs. Now, who knows once you get there? We're not talking about a team going to the World Series, but you know how many times in our lifetime the Royals have had back-to-back postseason appearances? We're not at the point where we can thumb our nose at appearing in a wild card if you're a Royals fan. You ain't seen too many of those kind of seasons if you're a Royals fan. So I think that JJ deserves a lot of credit. I think Matt Cotraro deserves a lot of credit. I think this team deserves a lot of credit. This thing could have gone completely left. We could be sitting here in the middle of August, and we could have been 100% engaged in football. I don't want to hear about that baseball team anymore. They're not good. They're not competitive. Move on. The Royals have made it impossible to move on. And my big want, my desire for this team is they have a series coming up in about a month where they play Seattle. They play Seattle on September 16th, 17th, and 18th. What I desperately want is I want the Royals to be within striking distance of the Mariners heading into that. We still got a long way to go. You still got to finish out this series against Texas, but you have won the last two games. So you got a chance to win this series. You just win one of these next two games. You got six games against Detroit, so we're talking about one of the better teams in all of baseball. But, I mean, sandwiched in between then, you got more games against the White Sox. You own them. The Angels are not a good team. Minnesota, who knows what they're going to be at this point. You still play Philadelphia. That's one of the better teams in the National League. It's definitely not going to be easy to get from where we are now to the middle of September. But if they can do it, they will have a midweek series that is one of the most important series that they've had in the regular season in a very, very long time. If you got a chance to play the team that's directly ahead of you in the wild card and you're two and a half games back and you got three games against them at the crib, they haven't had many of those games in our lifetime. So I want to take the beginning of this 5 o'clock hour to give the Royals a whole lot of credit. This season could have been lost. This season could have been gone. We all could have moved on with our time. But the way that they have played, the way that they have pitched, but the way that they have maneuvered in the front office, they have made themselves a story. They have made themselves relevant. They have given themselves a legitimate shot of making the postseason. And I think that's all you can ask for. I think that's all you can ask for when it comes to the Kansas City Royals. I want to play a couple of pieces of audio for you guys in the 5 o'clock hour. The first one is from Adam Schefter. Here is the latest on Rashee Rice.
My understanding is, initially, the NFL would have liked to suspend Rashee Rice for 8 games. Wow. 8 games. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me because it's sort of like in a negotiation. Somebody could ask for $1 million a year and the price is going to come in at $500,000. So it doesn't necessarily mean a lot where you start out. But I think the league was of the mind right away that it would be 8 games. And I think if we look at the collective bargaining agreement, the baseline suspension for a personal conduct policy violation is 6 games. And I'm sure Rashee Rice would probably like it to be 3 or 4 games. So if we have the league at 8 and the player, let's just say, willing to take 4 and the baseline 6, where do you think it's going to come out, especially when the PA is sifting through its issues and the league wants to exercise its power? Where do you think it's going to come in? Because that's where it's been this summer.
I have another cut that I want to play for you guys from Adam Schefter, but let's talk about this one. I don't have a lot of faith and a lot of confidence in the Players Association in a disagreement with the owners. I don't think that you should also have a lot of faith and the Players Association and their ability to negotiate with the league, with the owners, and what they want. So if the league says that they want 8 games, I would side with the number being higher as opposed to lower. Now, I think that 6 games has now become the baseline for this. There was a time that I was at 3 games based on what we saw with Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison had a driving violation. He got 3 games. Rashee Rice, you should feel like you're going to get somewhere in that same vein. But if the league is telling you that they want you to get 8 games, I'm not saying you get the full 8, but you don't go from the league wants you to get 8 and then you end up taking 2. That ain't how this works. And we've been using this as a frame of reference because it's quite literally the only frame of reference that we have. They have only asked Suell Robinson to proceed over one other player suspension. It was Deshaun Watson. The Players Association and the league, they were not on the same page. The league wanted a full year. The players obviously wanted a lesser suspension. They brought in Suell Robinson. Suell Robinson originally said that she thought that he was worthy of a 6-game suspension based off the league's personal conduct policy. I'll get back to that with Rashee Rice in a bit. So Suell Robinson said she wanted 6. The league wanted 16. They agreed on 11. So if you're telling me that Rashee Rice thinks that he should get 3 or 4, the league thinks that he's going to get 8, I think the number is probably around 6 or 7, depending on how hard the NFL wants to fight this. With this information, I would tell Rashee Rice to just reach an agreement from the very beginning of the season, and let's not delay this thing. We all know that at some point, you're going to have to eat your vegetables in this analogy. You're going to have to take your medicine. Just do it from the beginning of the season. I mean, there is no ideal time to lose your number one wide receiver for a prolonged period of time. And I'm not saying it's ideal to have him out against the Chargers or the Eagles or the Ravens or the Lions. I'm not saying that. Again, there's no ideal time. But what I don't want to have happen is the worst case scenario. First 4 weeks of the season, he plays. He then meets with Suell Robinson heading into the 5th week. Let's say it takes a handful of days. We find out after week 5 what the possible suspension is going to be. They end up appealing it. They end up having more and more conversations. Next thing you know, it's week 8. It's week 9 by the time that they finally agree to something. And now Rashee Rice gets a 7-game suspension in the middle of the season in which you can't practice, you can't work out, you can't watch film with the team, you can't do any of that. And now we're having a conversation heading into the postseason about what version of Rashee Rice you're going to get. That just doesn't seem like it serves anybody. You might be the most diehard Chiefs fan in the world. They might have interviewed you or asked you to be on the Kingdom. You know what I'm saying is true. He's going to be suspended for a decent amount of games. Let's just get it over with. Let's get it behind us. Let's get it behind us. Negotiate with the NFL for a 6-game suspension and argue that this is a violation of the player's personal conduct policy, which the baseline says that is 6 games. He misses Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jaguars, and Lions. He comes back for the Raiders and the Commanders game. He plays 2 games before the Bills game on the road, which is the most important game of the season, and everybody moves on with their life. That is the best way to resolve this issue. Nathan, we got one more cut. Can you play it for me? Here is Adam Schefter talking about the possible length of the suspension.
I'm going to say if the league starts out at 8 and the baseline 6 and the players willing to take 3 or 4, I'm going to guess it comes in probably closer to 6 than 3, maybe 4.
Okay.
Possibly 5. I think 6 is the most logical scenario. But again, this has to be figured out and discussed and negotiated and agreed upon. And it's not. There's still a lot of work to be done.
I'm telling you right now that there shouldn't be anything to negotiate. I'm telling you right now, there shouldn't be anything to discuss. Rashee Rice should pick up the phone right now. He and his agent, attorney, I don't know who's all working on this thing. I would call the National Football League and tell them that he is willing to accept a 6-game suspension, which is in accordance to the violation of the league's personal player conduct policy. That's what you should follow. That's it. You do that. You take your 6 games. The league should be very open to just getting this thing resolved. That seems like an up from your number and meeting them in the middle. I mean, we all know how negotiation goes, right? We've all tried to sell things. You got Chiefs tickets. You want 500 for them. Bill wants to give you 300 for them. You guys meet at 425. You guys meet at 4:15 just to get the deal done, to sell the tickets, move on. He gets to go to the game. You put a little money back into your pocket. And that's how most negotiations work. That's what the league is trying to do. They want 8. You want 3. Let's find a number in the middle, 5 or 6. Let's just get this done and let's get it behind us. We should not be continuing to talk about Rashee Rice's suspension in week 10 of the NFL season. Come on now. He got in this car wreck on Easter of 2024. We shouldn't be talking about this heading into the Thanksgiving game. And if I'm Rashee Rice, the one thing that I do not want, and we know this matters to players, He is from Dallas, Texas. They play in Dallas on Thanksgiving. Can you imagine growing up in Dallas and every year your team plays on Thanksgiving and believing that you could play in there? You will never get another opportunity if you are Rashee Rice to play unless you join the Cowboys for Thanksgiving in Dallas. They play in Dallas once every 8 years. So just, again, go to the principal's office, admit that you made a mistake, take your ISS, take your detention, take your six games, and let's move on with this, and let's move on to a different story, and let's get the focus back on the Chiefs trying to get back to the Super Bowl. That would be the advice I would give Rashee Rice.
I will say one thing, and I agree with you on the whole. The one thing that Adam Schefter said in those cuts that would have me a little worried if I'm a Chiefs fan, a little worried if I'm Rashee Rice, and is probably the crux of their disagreement, is when he says the NFL wants to show off its power. It wants to flex its authority. That all adds up and is in line with the reporting we're getting that Tom Pelissero said the league wanted double digits. Adam Schefter said, despite the fact that personal conduct policy violations are always at 6, the NFL's pushing for 8. It does feel like a nightmare scenario could be quietly unfolding for the Chiefs where this goes all the way to Sue L. Robinson. Sue L. Robinson takes 2 weeks to make a decision. An appeal is made. And then after the appeal, the NFL decides, all right, now we're in charge of the punishment because it's appeal time and we're levying 8. And on that day, it could be missing 1, 2, maybe 3 postseason games depending on the timeline of when that punishment's announced. So the NFL wants to show its power. And I respect Rice and the PA for saying, we're not changing the rules just because you want to make a flex. But the longer this thing lingers, the more it affects the on-the-field product for the Chiefs.
I want to make a couple of college football points before we get out of here. Let's start with the University of Kansas. Congratulations to them. They've officially sold out Saturday's game. I believe I saw that attendance is somewhere in like, what, 45?
It's like 42 to 45.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. Congratulations to them. I'm not here to talk about the attendance from that context. Congratulations to them. I think this is very important. I promise me this is not me throwing shades at the University of Kansas. This is just a simply observation of how I believe college football works. I think the college football works is that it's a combination of a couple of things. Money, momentum, and facilities. If you got those three things, you got a chance at having a good program. Now, you got to get some other things right. You got to recruit. You got to have a good coach. You got to have those things. I think Kansas has a very, very good coach. I think Kansas has an abundance of money. They just got a $300 million donation. They have a new stadium, one of the nicer stadiums in its conference, and they also play in a conference right now that doesn't have a traditional football power. And this is not to put down any team in the Big 12. K-State has had great success. There's other programs that have had great success. They don't have an Ohio State in their conference. There's not an Oklahoma. There's not a Texas. There's not an Alabama. There's not a Clemson. There's not a Georgia. The Big 12 is going to feel open way more times than not. How it is this season, how it felt last season, that feels like the future of the Big 12 for the next 5 to 10 years or so. So while that's the case, and I firmly believe this, I'm not saying that K-State or KU has the best coach in the conference. I'm telling you that this is the best possible coach that they can have at KU. They will not have a better coach in the next 10 years than they currently have with Lance Leipold. If KU is going to hit whatever you think their ceiling is as a program, if they're ever going to have a chance to win the Big 12, compete for the college football championship, go to the playoff, those kind of things, I mean, you're going to do so right now when a lot of things are starting to align and push itself in a direction where, Rob, you know how it takes one college football quarterback recruit. It takes one thing to align itself with the coach that you have. It takes the schedule lining up just right in the right year that you can get everything going. And next thing you know, you wake up and you're the 11th seed in the college football playoff. That's really all it takes.
I agree. And I think I said this earlier in the show. I feel like it's time for KU to make that next step. They have gone from doormat to respectable. Like, we got our jokes off in 2020 about how bad they were and how terrible things were. They were, what, 2-10 in 2021. They've gone from that to a respectable, middle-of-the-road program. You now have all the capability of taking the next step. And you're right. I'm not asking them to be Oregon. I'm a KU fan. I'm a ticket holder. I'm technically considered a booster because I donate the minimum. Like, I'm asking them to take the next step. The next step's not being Oregon. The next step's being Iowa State. Iowa State won 11 games last year. Iowa State has been in multiple Big 12 title games. They've lost every single one of them, but they've been in the Big 12 title game. Iowa State has gone to a Fiesta Bowl. Iowa State last year was in the Pop-Tart Bowl on New Year's Day. You should be able to, with that facility, that coach, that momentum, and that blank check from David Booth, you should be able to be an Iowa State level of football program where, yeah, there's a down year and you go 7-5, 8-4. But the highest of highs, you feel like, man, we're going to Arlington and we have a chance to do something special.
Yeah, I guess to give you guys a K-State thought before we get out of here, Missouri, they don't know who their quarterback is. I really don't know what to tell you. They have two quarterbacks. We'll figure out if they have one. They play Central Arkansas next Thursday. With K-State, I think K-State is in the group of about 10 to 15 teams that K-State can make the tournament solely based on how good their quarterback develops. Arizona State last year with Sam Levitt. Big reason they made it. Camp Scatabu was fantastic. They got to ride a quarterback. Indiana last year with Rourke, they made it because they had a good quarterback last year. If Avery Johnson is the prospect that we were told that he is, if he develops in a way that he becomes a legitimate passer, K-State is making the college football playoff. They're winning the Big 12 this year. I think K-State has the best talent of any team in the Big 12. I believe the K-State has the best coach currently of any team in the Big 12. I think their schedule lines up. They're not going on the road to play Iowa State this year. They got them in a neutral site to kick off the season. K-State has all of the ingredients to make the college football playoff this season. It's hard to do that if your quarterback completes 51% of his passes. Really difficult to do that. It's really, really hard to do it. So how does Avery Johnson develop? How does he come along? That will answer the question. I appreciate all of you guys' birthday wishes. Thank you so much. I will be back tomorrow. Rob will be back. We'll be back after the Royals day game. Hopefully the Royals win today and tomorrow. And, man, that would be fantastic. Have a great rest of your night. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.